Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. We're celebrating the 16th anniversary of Steve Martin's original founding membership in our brain trust. Happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you, Jim. I really appreciate it.
It's good. And the 16th anniversary gift, by the way, Steve, is an email.
Well, that's a wonderful thing.
which you got yesterday, so hope you enjoyed it.
Yep.
Hey, Steve. Folks, Steve Martin is just been a stellar, amazing, top shelf member of our Brain Trust now for 16 years. Those of you who've been listening to the show for a long time know what a great resource he is and all the great insights he's given us. He's just the best. And Steve, we're talking about something right now that's really important, and that's helping people understand that the customer is now in control of your relationship. They've got 2 out of 3 of the major elements under their wing. They're calling the shots. And here's the other thing, Steve, and this is something I've been talking about now for several years. There's another group of influencer out there that are called users. And these are people that don't even know you. You don't know them. They may never do business with you, but they still may go to your website and evaluate it. They may try to do business with you and find that they don't like it and tell people about that, and you have no idea they're out there. So there's a lot of things you have to do to make sure that every element of your go-to-market strategy is in good shape.
Absolutely, Jim. And as I mentioned before break, that means anytime somebody says something good about you, you've got to make sure that that gets out into the public, even if it's the old methodology of making a note of what they said and getting right. Their permission to post it on your website and doing that, you know, getting those testimonials out into the world so people can see them.
Right.
Because one of the principles that we see out there is that people tend to follow what others are saying. So if you're starting the trajectory of conversation in a very positive direction, it has a higher likelihood of actually staying on that positive course.
And if there are 10 comments about your company, and 8 of them are good and 2 of them are not so good, people give that the weighted consideration, don't they?
Absolutely. So you've got to take advantage of every positive thing you can say and make sure that you humanize your business so that they just don't see it as this nameless, faceless entity that nobody cares about.
Well, and you know, if you remember in the first segment, I said something about about earned media, that you earn these comments, whether they're good, but also you earn the bad ones. So if you get a bad comment, that's not something you just should say, I've got to defend that. That person may be your best friend. You may be running off the rails and you don't know it. What do you think?
Absolutely. They're telling you that there's an opportunity to change something. And that's, if you pay attention and actually learn from that, you may come out of it stronger and better and with a better relationship in the marketplace than you had before.
Right. And all of this, Steve, is designed, everything we're talking about, folks, is designed to help you raise the quality of customer, help you find the profile customer that is willing, that wants what you have, that likes your special sauce, is willing to identify or identifies with your values, it finds that they can trust you, and they're willing to do business with you at the price that you have to pay in order to be profitable. What do you think?
Absolutely. No question about it. You want the people who are looking for you and appreciate the value add that you bring to that relationship. And it's like what we're seeing in some of the research is that quality is becoming more and more important over price. Now, price still plays a major role. But
price, they expect price. That price has become a commodity, hasn't it? I mean, people expect the basic value to be there. They think that's understood, don't they?
I think you've summarized it just perfectly. Price is now the commodity.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find it. You can get the price you want. Nobody worries whether they're going to get value anymore. They're, as you say, they're looking for something on top of that, and that's quality. But I also think that's relevance, which is part of the quality debate. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. Give us the website again one more time.
www.profitpro.us.
Thank you for being here, Steve. Good job as always. Thank you for 16 great years.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. 16 years as a founding member of our Brain Trust. We are so fortunate to have him. I told you we'd get smarter when Steve joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.